Art, let's first talk about Jason Collins. How did he and the NBA handle his return?
I think it went well. Collins signed a 10-day contract with the Brooklyn Nets because they had a manpower shortage. Collins, since he came out in April in Sports Illustrated, has not played in the NBA. He's 35 years old, and he was in decline in his career before all this was discussed. So it wasn't likely that he was going to return, but an emergency provided the opening. And Jason Collins is a former teammate of the head coach of the Nets, Jason Kidd. They're friends. Jason also has other friends on the team, so the transition was made easy. No one knows if he's going to be extended beyond the 10-day contract, but nevertheless, the breakthrough was made.
So on to Michael Sam. He participated in the NFL scouting combine last week, and he also met with the press. How did he do?
He wasn't nearly as good in the drills and the testing that goes on at the combine in Indianapolis. His numbers weren't suggestive of a great athlete. He was forecasted to be a mid to late round draft pick in the NFL draft in May, and he did nothing to advance his case on the field. But I think in handling spontaneous questions from the media and being a well-spoken guy about social issues as well as football issues, he handled himself admirably.
It is what it is, and I just wish you guys will see me as Michael Sam, the football player, instead of Michael Sam, the gay football player.
So the bigger issue here is I want to know how you think the NFL and the NBA are going to handle this transition to having openly gay players.
Some people who fancy themselves worldly do some eye rolling about saying, well, it's just about time this happened. Why are sports behind the times? And, you know, it's true that they are behind the times. But this is the macho world of the athletic locker room, and making this transition is a big deal. These are the first, and I don't think you can overemphasize the significance of it. You can't be so world-weary that you say this is no big deal. Whether it's Susan Anthony or Rosa Parks or Jackie Robinson or Muhammad Ali, these are social trailblazers, and you pay attention to the first time because there's only one first time. And so I think there's going to be some difficulties, but they're not going to be very well articulated. I think there are a lot of athletes who are very devoted to their faith who are going to have trouble having a cultural value imposed upon them they do not share. And they don't dare say it, but I do believe that the First Amendment allows them to speak up, but they're not going to because they understand that they'll be politically incorrect. And I think that there is going to have to be an evolution in behavior. The people of faith who are bothered by this are going to have to learn acceptance. And I think people who are advocates for gay rights are going to have to learn tolerance by people who are troubled by this. My only concern is, where is that resentment going to bubble up? It's going to take very sophisticated and patient engagement on this issue by all parties to try to smooth it out. But don't be surprised if it gets difficult at times. But, you know, anything worth having, I suppose, is difficult. And we're going to have to be patient with sports as they work their way through this breakthrough event.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.